This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Democratic Party official who made false allegations against State Representative Leslie Herod has resigned from her job with the state. Shana Cotty was the spokesperson for Colorado Treasurer Dave Young. For over a year, Cotty publicly accused Herod of being a, quote, sexual predator and pressured other Democrats to cut ties with her. However, a judge found Cotty's claims to be, quote, wholly unsubstantiated and granted Herod a restraining order. Cotty is still serving as a Democratic State Party vice chair. However, there is an effort underway to formally remove her from that position as well. The Drug Enforcement Agency is moving to reclassify cannabis as a less dangerous drug. John Schroyer is senior reporter for Green Market Report in Denver. He says reclassifying cannabis would mean the U.S. recognizes the drug for its medicinal value.
That's the biggest thing. And it would mean that cannabis theoretically could be prescribed by doctors.
Colorado was one of the first states to legalize medicinal and recreational cannabis. Even if it is reclassified, the drug would still be illegal under federal law. Denver's city auditor will now have a new tool to fight wage theft. The city council voted unanimously on Monday to grant the auditor's office subpoena power when investigating complaints. The city recovered a record $2 million in stolen wages from more than 3,500 workers in 2023. However, under previous rules, the auditor's office could only issue fines if companies didn't hand over requested documents. The new bill will allow the office to issue subpoenas for things like payroll records, which could help find wage theft beyond individual complaints. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.